It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have Chelsea Richmond, who is the Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning. The arrival of December definitely included a snowstorm and colder weather. While there weren't a lot of reported power outages this time around, the shift in seasons definitely this time of year often means we have more extreme weather that's just around the corner. And so this morning, in order to help keep food safe in the event of a potential power outage here this winter, I thought I'd share a few tips this morning. The first one is to make sure that you have an appliance thermometer in both your refrigerator and your freezer. And you'll want to make sure that the temperature in your freezer is at or below 0 degrees Fahrenheit and your refrigerator is at or below 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And in case the power does go out, that thermometer will help to indicate the temperature in the freezer and the refrigerator to help you know if the food is safe to consume. In the event of an incoming storm, you also might want to make sure to have a cooler ready that's filled with ice and frozen gel packets. It'd also be great to know where you can also purchase dry ice or block ice in your community as well, too, in the event that you may need that. Another thought is to go ahead and freeze refrigerated items that are such as leftovers or fresh meats that you will not need immediately, as that's going to help keep them at a safe temperature longer. And in the event that the power does go out, you want to make sure to keep the refrigerator and freezer doors closed as much as possible to maintain that cold temperature. The refrigerator will keep food cold for about 4 hours if it's not been opened, and a full freezer will keep its temperature for about 48 hours if the doors are kept closed. Also, you can, the power is going to be out for a prolonged or longer period of time, you can also use that dry ice or block ice to keep the refrigerator as cold as possible as well, too. About 50 pounds of dry ice should keep about an 18 cubic foot freezer fully stocked and cold for a couple of days. And once the power is restored after an outage, one of the first steps you want to do to determine the safety of your food is to use double-check that appliance thermometer if you kept that in the freezer. Check and make sure that temperature, check to see what the temperature was when the power comes back on. And if the temperature is still at 0 degrees or below for the freezer or 40 degrees below or below for the refrigerator, then the food should be safe to consume. If a thermometer has not been kept in the freezer, you want to make sure to check each package of food for safety and not rely on smell or appearance. If the food still contains ice crystals or the temperature of the food is measured at 40 degrees or below, it should be safe to cook or refreeze. If power was out for no more than 4 hours, refrigerator food should be safe as long as the doors were kept cold. And you want to make sure to double check that the temperature of the refrigerator when the power does come back on. It is recommended to discard any perishable items like meats, poultry, seafood, milk, eggs or egg products, soft cheeses, dairy products like yogurt, cooked pastas or leftovers and cut produce that have been in the refrigerator where the temperature has been above 40 degrees for more than 4 hours. Food items like hard cheeses or grated Parmesan, butter, margarine, jellies, condiments like mustard, ketchup, and barbecue sauces, spices, uncut raw vegetables, and fruits are safe if they've been above 40 degrees for more than a couple of hours. Sometimes we do get some questions about what to keep and what to toss and what is safe. I think it is always a good rule of thumb, as a good reminder, is to never taste food to determine if it's safe. And remember, if you're questioning something, remember when in doubt, throw it out. We do have some resources for keeping food safe during power outages on our Frontier District website, and you can visit that at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu. You can also always contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826 if you have additional food safety questions or more specific questions about what to keep or toss in the event that we experience a power outage.
Thank you for all that great information. Hopefully we won't need that this winter. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, the Mayor DeZine Extension District Director of Agriculture and Natural Resources and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.